2025. The summer term, sun shining again, everybody. Woodward.
Hi. Yeah.
How are you?
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff. Sorry we've been absent from the airwaves in the last couple of episodes because we were all struck down with the lurvy at the end of last half term and we've given our germs to each other in our recording studio that is V2. So apologies, you may have missed a couple of buzzes. I hope you weren't too sad that we weren't around. We're going to try and catch up on some business, but we've got some fixtures to announce today. There's some winners and we've got our Hot Chocolate Friday winners. So we've got a few little bits and then we're going to pick up some threads from last half term just to have a chat through. So I see you munching on your pizza, Chelsea. How's that? Is it nice?
It's very good.
Yeah, very good. So we've got a new canteen menu. What have you got, Sophie? What are you about to
bacon
munch through?
Bacon.
You've got a bit of bacon, kind of baguette kind of jobby thing, haven't
yeah.
you? Yeah, nice. Connor, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Pro.
iPro, isn't it? I-Pro. Yeah. They're the sort of sponsors of Parkrun, aren't they? Look on your bottom. Says it. We got a shrug, listeners, because
oh, yeah.
we know how well shrugs work on the air.
Sure.
So we've got the sponsor Parkrun. We have a drink called iPro, and they we've got those in our canteen now. We did a tasting session, didn't we?
Mm. Like a year ago.
Yeah, almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
So with the Houses Parliament. Mm. Was it the start of this year, or was it at the end of last year?
End this
of last.
Year, because we got to...
Because the prefects did it. So yeah, it was the start of this year. We had iPro came in and bought a range of their flavours.
Mm.
You all guys did a little taste, and you chose
yeah.
some flavours.
Yeah.
Which one have you got today?
Berry mix.
That's what I like as well. But apparently the sour cherry one's quite popular too.
That's my
too.
Favourite, yeah, but there wasn't
yeah.
in there.
Oh, was it not? They had some at break time, but I think they went really quickly.
Yeah.
Sour cherry... tasty if you like it a little bit sharper. So yeah, really nice to see student voice having an impact on the canteen, because a lot of people have also been asking us in Parliament for the salad bar to be back, and we've got the salad bar back.
You do,
which
yeah.
is great. Do we need a bit of protein on the salad bar, so like an egg salad or some tuna mayo type stuff to add to it, so it becomes
yeah.
a bit more filling? But I think filling a salad box for £2 is pretty good.
Yeah.
You can proper cram it in if you're tactical about the order you put stuff in there. Don't put your tomatoes at the bottom, it takes up too much space. So yeah, really nice to see our new canteen menu, and it's great to welcome Chartwells to the school.
Yeah.
Also, it's really, it looks really nice in there.
It does.
Have you noticed
yeah.
how everything's displayed really nicely? And I was on duty at break time today. They had large pretzels, they had jammy crumpets,
yeah.
Sausage and cheese muffins, and also it's really nice and nice new selections.
Yeah.
Did anyone have the katsu curry yesterday?
No.
Oh, no.
So good. So we've got a 3-week rolling menu that's going to be displayed on the screens. I'm going to be putting it on the tutor slides as well, so which menu we're on, so you can have a little heads up as to what we're having. So we've got a 3-week rolling menu, so it'll come back around. So in 3 weeks time on Thursday, katsu curry will be back on the menu. And I can highly recommend it. It was really tasty.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can kind of get into your favourites, learn your favourites, and it's katsu curry day. I'm going to go down and get that really quickly. All right. So yeah, that's the data. You know, when you're going to cash in your vouchers for a queue skip, that's when you use your queue skip. So you get your first choice of options.
I just need to get headphones. I don't know where to order them.
Finance.
Yeah.
So if you need to get headphones, it's a great question. Head down to finance. Also, what's in there is a load of new vegetarian options, which is great. So on Wednesday we had beetroot burgers, which a lot of people went crazy for. So vegetarians, you've got a lot more choice now, and that was also something that came up through the students' parliament meetings, that students and tutors were saying, we don't have enough vegetarian options, we don't have enough healthy options in the canteen, can you do something about it? It came to parliament, we discussed it, SLT worked on it, and we have a new canteen menu going out, and that's come from the voice of the young people in the school. So your voice is powerful.
Yes.
Well done. So whenever we do our chats in tutor time about taking things to Parliament, make sure you say what you mean. Make sure you get your point across to your Houses Parliament representative, because they are bringing it to the front. Okay, they're letting us know. Really, really great stuff there. So some well done to be said. Who wants to come around and help me out with this? Not Connor, because he's got his finger in his eye at the moment. So Chelsea, do you want to come around and help me out read the Hot Chocolate Fridays? You only got your crust left. Come on, quick as you can. Quick as you can, quick as you can.
Brandon Boris.
Okay.
Oh.
Quick, she's coming around, she's kicking every table on the way. Okay, so I'm going to start with that one, and I'll do that one. Okay, so well done Hot Chocolate Friday this week too.
Diana Francis.
Niall Scott Harvey.
Arthur Westmoreland.
That's it. Reuben Evans. Well done, Reuben.
Angel Matthew.
Beatrice Westbrook.
Connor Ryder.
Connor Ryder in the room. Woo-hoo. Gets an extra cheeky cheer. Max Butler.
Thomas Sell.
B-Node.
Ella King.
Rosie Vaughan.
Harry Archer.
And Sania Liju. Well done, you guys. Give yourselves a massive pat on the back. Brilliant stuff. And also a big round of applause, like a massive congratulations to the Year 10 and 11 netball team who won their league division this week. So, what do we remember roughly what the score was, team?
Oh, no, Miss Anderson said it in lineup. Like,
it was 30 something, wasn't it?
It was 32-24, I think. And in the third quarter of the game, they were 4 goals down. So they came from behind in that last inning. The year 11s went on, and they played their kind of their final 18. They put in that best foot forward in that final quarter, and they really pulled it back. So well done.
Amazing.
The top scorer for the team went on and really hammered it. So well done to the year 11 and 10 netball team. Year 11 girls, that was your last game, so thank you for everything you've done. Big cheer for the netball team. Woo! 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 It's been a massive trophy winning year this year. We've got sixth form trophies, we've got netball trophies for the divisions.
Wow.
Sports teams are smashing it. We do sincerely hope the football teams are enjoying their time in Barcelona right now. That's where they are, all off on a little extra... They're all going on a football holiday. They're all off having a little cheeky holiday. The rest of us are here working stink, getting ourselves. But, whatever, guys. Getting a tan. So, before half term, we had votes for schools. I'm going to look at the before half term one rather than the one we've done this week. Because before half term, they had a little change up of what they were talking about in votes for schools. And they asked the question, is it difficult to be a man? Okay. Just let that little question settle. We haven't got a huge amount of votes in for the school. I think there's a lot of discussion happening in our tutor. But let's look at the national picture of this. So, is it difficult to be a man? And this came off of the back of the Netflix show Adolescence. They changed the topic because they realised it was a big talking point around the country, looking at the impact of misogyny, online influences on our young men and our boys, and how they're experiencing the world differently. So they thought, let's ask this question. It's a really interesting mix. In our school, it was literally a bit of a Brexit vote. It was really close.
Yeah.
So 56% of us said, no, it's not hard to be a man.
Oh, wow.
And therefore, 44% said, yes, it is. But when we shift that to only look at the boys' votes, it changes to be the other way around. So 66% of the boys said, yes, it is hard to be a man these days.
Wow.
Okay, and the girls, again, when we go back to the girls' vote, it flips back again. So more boys, because it's their experience, it's their lived experience, isn't it? Okay, so in the vote packet, why is it difficult, do you think, to be a guy? And I'm going to let Connor speak straight away, because he's the one we've got in the room.
The only man.
Go on, Connor.
It can be difficult with such stereotypes. I know personally, if I ever need to cry, I physically hold myself back because I don't feel comfortable, because I feel like I'm not meant to.
Why do you feel you're not meant to?
That's what I've been taught in my life, and I've been taught it's wrong.
And that's really interesting. I do a lot of work with our lads in our school, our boys and young men in our school, looking at why they feel the way they do, why they behave the way they do, based on this stuff. And they have all said, every group I've ever worked with over the last few years, have all said, I'm not allowed to cry. I've been told I'm not allowed to cry. Who tells us that boys aren't supposed to cry?
That's not fair.
It's not fair, is it? Because they feel emotion still.
Yeah.
Who told you you can't cry?
I think probably my parents, probably teachers when I was younger.
Yeah, big boys don't cry.
Yeah.
It's an old phrase, isn't it? You've all heard big boys don't cry. It's a song that says big boys don't cry, big boys don't cry. It's literally, in fact, there's loads, big boys don't cry. There's loads of them. So it's really tricky if you're not allowed to experience or to demonstrate an emotion.
I think there's also... when you're different, especially in queer youth.
Yes.
So, when a lot of queer men, will be considered more feminine and more open and expressive.
Yeah.
Than what you'd see from most people who aren't part of queer youth.
Yeah.
And then that can be beaten down on for being different.
And also, I think the reason why it comes back to misogyny, doesn't it? Because to be feminine is bad.
Yeah.
Because it traces its roots. We use the word misogyny at the start of the conversation. It traces its roots back to misogyny. Because what's wrong with experiencing emotion, unless of course because women do it and women are bad and women are less and women are inferior, what's wrong with being more expressive, more emotional? Because it's being like a woman, women aren't as good.
Yeah.
So that's why it all traces its roots back to that misogyny, that patriarchal misogynistic view that women are less than, are inferior to men. You hear about stereotypes a lot in your PSHE lessons, when you're talking through discussions, and just generally in life, like stereotyping. I think that there's a real root in that. So all men are this, and this, and all women are this, and this. All people of colour are this, and this. All people from this place are like that. Because
yeah.
It's a real sweeping generalisation. And that is where a lot of this kind of finds its roots, doesn't it? Because, you know, because you're like this, you're therefore, you're too effeminate. You must be part of the queer youth culture.
Yeah. The other day,
someone
said to me, "Oh, men are weak than women because they don't share their emotions." And she's like, hold on a second, that's not the truth. It's because they've been told they're not allowed to. They can't show because they feel like they're going to be judged.
What can this lead to?
Depression,
yeah.
Quite a
yeah.
few things. I had a bit of a time in year 9, but I was not doing really well, and no one knew.
Yeah, because you can't say, can you?
No.
You're not allowed to say. And I one of my boys' groups that I've been chatting through said, you know, he was stood at, trigger warning alert, folks, he was stood at his own mum's funeral and felt he wasn't allowed to cry because the men around him would have judged him.
Yeah.
And people would have sort of looked at him and gone, oh, he's weak for crying. And you know, come on, suck it up, lad. There are so many phrases we say, you know, strap on a pair, meaning
yeah.
to be more masculine, to be stronger, to be tougher.
Be a man,
yeah.
grow up.
Man up.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
But man up, that's, you know, grow up, be, you know, come on, be a bit more manly. Stop being, you're a big girl's blouse, you run like a girl, you throw
yeah.
like a girl. There's lots of things that are denigrating towards young men. It's really tough, isn't it?
Mm.
And
yeah.
I think it's to not be able to say, you know, I'm having a hard time can lead towards depression and mental health disorders that can become very difficult
yeah.
and leads towards the higher rate of suicide in young men in our country and across the world.
You're right, Connor.
good check-in. Well done, Sophie. Well done for checking in. That's lovely kindness. Across the world, adolescence has really kind of brought this to the fore, but we've been working as a school, we've been working on this for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been doing little group work, and we have little assemblies to focus on it. And the particular focus was in adolescence was on online culture leading to this
yeah.
kind of
yeah. I've watched
negative.
It. It's really good.
It is. It's very powerful. If you haven't seen it, it's really powerful and hard hitting, and
yeah.
excellently performed. Those drama students in the room, which all of you, but it's excellently, excellently performed and beautifully directed, but really focuses on the sense that, well, I think all the media's focus has been in the sense on social media as its impact and,
yeah.
and online influences. What do you think of that? Do influencers really control how we behave?
I think you can see it a lot on, especially like people's views.
Yeah.
So during the Andrew Tate phase,
yes.
there was a big rise in lots of sexist behaviour,
yeah.
yeah.
which I know lots of like younger people younger years may still hold on to those values
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's maybe like died down a little bit by now. I'm not really too sure.
The Andrew Tate kind of fandom has, because of obviously what's been going on with
yeah.
him and the legal things he's been going through.
Yeah.
However, other influences have kind of that are more
taken over.
Yeah, they've taken over more insidious. So there's some darker figures that have taken his place, and it's become a bit more underground.
Yeah.
Have you heard the term incel?
Yeah,
I think I have. Yeah.
Do you know what incel means?
I can't remember
where it comes from.
It's so online.
It's an online term we often use for young men who have put themselves into this group, and they're involuntarily celibate because they feel that they don't have access to women as relationship partners. And there's a whole subculture on the internet where they have have discussions, there's online forums where they discuss why they don't feel they can get a relationship with a woman. It's really tricky. But what the show didn't really, or what the reaction to the show hasn't focused on, is the relationships. Like you were just saying, like the men in your life, Connor, have taught you that boys don't cry. And a lot of the time it's the men around us and the women around us as girls that teach us how we should be as women. So I find myself looking in the mirror going, oh, my mum just came out of my mouth when I spoke. We often
yeah.
become little copies of our parents with slight tweaks,
yeah.
you know. We are sponges of the world around
yeah.
us. We have lots of influence. We take in lots of influence from the world around us. can our parents be more influential than these online people that we carry in our pockets and we can access 24/7? Or which one's more powerful, do you think, to our young people at Bay House?
Probably a bit of both.
I think it depends a lot
on age as well.
Yeah.
And because how your beliefs are at your point of life.
Okay. So if, you know, there's an online influencer you really like, I follow a really great, you know where you see people doing reaction, like they all chat around, am I the AH?
I've seen those all over TikTok.
It's Smoosh, those guys.
Smosh.
Brilliant.
Yes.
They've got such a really fantastic, healthy way of looking at gender and gender stereotypes and gender norms and roles within relationships. Those guys are great. They're really healthy. And then you see other influencers that are, for want of a better word, toxic in how they react. And it's really sad to see the difference between the two groups of people.
I do feel really bad for boys quite a lot.
Mm.
Because, I mean, most people are like, oh yeah, boys are just like bullying girls on the internet. Yeah, but you see that quite a lot, but you don't see how girls do that to boys. I mean, like, both genders are as bad as
each
other. All
boys do it to each other as well. So
exactly.
We are frequently really unkind to each other online because it feels like there's no consequence. Because what you can do, find me, you're half the world away.
Yeah.
So you've put a post on TikTok, and I'm just, for a laugh, I just comment on how you look, leave a little nasty comment about what your hair looks like, and then someone else joins in, and then everyone piles on.
Exactly.
And it can become really damaging to the person who posted the video.
Yeah.
But I'm half a world away. 6 weeks later it's gone viral, they've had to delete all their online profiles and are feeling really bad about themselves because I made a comment, and it could be about their body, it could be about who they are. It's really tricky, isn't it, to live an online life. And whenever you put something out there, you really are making yourself very vulnerable. And for our young men, being vulnerable isn't okay. You're not allowed to be vulnerable.
It's not fair.
It's not fair on them. So I agree with you. I think being a young man is quite tough. Because you're not allowed to be just be. You're expected to meet, and girls are too.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that it's tougher, or it's not saying it's tougher for one than the other. I'm saying it's tough for both groups of people that identify in those groups of people. Let's keep that in our brains. For different reasons. So there's an expectation on young girls.
Yeah.
But there's also, we can't ignore, there's expectations on our boys as well.
Yeah.
And it's important that we don't ignore that.
Yeah.
So we are, as a school, doing work on this and have been for years.
Yeah.
And we're working with young lads on making sure they're confident in their own identity and they don't feel pressured to behave a particular way because the sponge factor of their life, the media, their family have said, this is how you be a man.
Yeah.
You're aggressive. The only emotion you're allowed to show is anger.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because women are always told they're emotional
and
then a man will shout it in your face. Well, anger's an emotion too.
Yeah.
But actually, it's not the only one you're allowed to feel. One comment.
Again, those people like got referred to refer to biology as well with it. So I've seen a lot of people blaming the fact that men have testosterone, and that's...
Women have testosterone too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because because people just say men have testosterone, that makes you angry. It's not really the case that much.
It's not accurate.
No.
It's not about the... we all experience anger.
Yeah.
It's how you then express that anger, because it's normal for men to express the anger the way it has been normalised, that they can express the anger they do the way they do. Whereas women expressing anger, they have to suppress it and push it down, because we're not allowed, it's not feminine to be angry and to be aggressive. And it's those stereotypes that society has built around us of what, to be a woman, you have to look like this, be like this, do this. To be a man, you have to look like this, be like this, do this.
Yeah.
And if you don't do those, then you don't fit into each one of those pockets, those little niches.
Yeah.
So therefore, what are you? And therefore, we can mock you because you don't fit what those things are like, and we can, you are othered. And people are then unkind to you. Go.
My oldest brother, he doesn't mind me talking about this. My family despised him so much, and the only person he could talk to is me. And every time he feels down, he speaks to my mum, like, can I talk to Sophie? And they're just like, yeah, of course. My two brothers, the only people they can talk to is me about how they really feel. And that actually really upsets me, that they can't speak to anybody else. It's only me they can speak to.
Because
they know I won't judge them.
Yeah.
I won't instantly say, oh, you know, you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be that. I will sit and listen and I'll understand.
Do you think it's because their male mates wouldn't do that? They'd judge you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like Connor was saying earlier, not having a healthy way to talk, so having you is really good for them. They have someone to talk to. Imagine if they didn't have you and how tough that would be for them. Because so many of our boys and young men don't have anyone to talk to. And this is where it leads them to internalising a lot of the things they're feeling, the anger, the frustration, the upset, the hurt, the pain, the empathy for someone else who's feeling it, going through a really tough time, confusion, all of the emotions every single one of us feels, male, female, or other. We all feel emotion. It's how we express it. It's different. Again, we all express differently. There is no right or wrong to feeling.
Yeah.
And it's really tough for our young men when they're told they're not allowed to feel. Because
that sentence actually annoys me so much.
Because actually they internalise it's wrong.
Yeah.
Folks, that is the bell. This has been such a beautiful discussion. Well done. We'll say goodbye for today. Bay House Buzzers, we hope you can engage in this conversation and have a healthy chat online, offline or otherwise. We will see you very soon. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.